Finally, the inevitable conversation came up. Revolution. Zappa spoke angrily. Quote, I suppose kids now know... Good game. I suppose kids now know what a revolution is. This, they've still got a picture with red flags, marching, a lot of shouting at policemen, pigs, pigs. Is that the way you say it? Zappa goes, is that the way you say it? Is that the way you say it, pigs? Then they hit you. Then the cops hit you. Hey, and then you say, hey, I knew we'd find this. We always find some hilarious thing. We did have to keep looking. Let me nod off every now and then. Then they hit you, and you yell, hey, he hit me. Ooh, dude. Jesus. Okay. All right, calm down. So then, this is how Zappa sees it. It's three dead.
Is that how you say it, Bob?
I suppose.
Is that how you say it?
What?
Is that how you say it?
I suppose kids now know what... Yeah, that's how you say it. I suppose kids now know what a revolution is. They still got a picture with red flags marching. Okay. They still got a picture with red flags marching.
He can't do it.
I got so many.
Okay, try again.
I got so many tears in my eyes. I can't read the print. I got too many tears in my eyes. I can't see the print. Let me nod off for 10 minutes. I'm on dead air for 10 minutes.
Thank you, John.
Red flags. Something red flags.
This is what Zappa does. Zappa just describes what he sees. What's going on? He sees a bunch of people. I don't know if I'm crying or laughing. I don't know.
Read the part about the pigs again. That was so good.
Yeah, where's
the pigs?
Bert.
Is that how you
it's
say
fine,
it?
It's fine, Bert. Did I exclude him? Let's see, is he... Uh-oh, people are blocked. A whole bunch of people blocked. We haven't enjoyed their
Bert.
Laughing. You're back, Bert. Have you been laughing, Bert? Bert! Did Bert die?
Me, hear me. No, Bert.
He couldn't talk.
Were you laughing, Bert?
Frank
I was crying.
Not a fan of the police. Yes. Yes. Frank is not a fan of the police. That's for sure.
He's being detached. He's not. He's saying that the police, the demonstrators are stupid. He says, it's like when he does dialogue in movies. He has this really mechanical way of doing, okay, you say this and then they say that. I've got a hamburger. I'm eating the hamburger. You know, this breaks down the sensory operation. So these kids are marching. He says they still got a picture. This is the picture the kids have of what they're supposed to do. They had a revolution. You march around with a red flag.
Keep going. Finish it.
They've still got a picture. Yeah. They've still got a picture with red flags. Marching. A lot of show.
You can't do it.
I can't get there. A lot of shouting at policemen. He goes, pigs. And he goes,
well, you made
He's
it true,
to
but we didn't understand a word you said.
Okay. Try again. Okay. He says, there's a lot of shouting at the policeman. Pigs. Zappa says the word. He's so attuned into his ears, he asked if he said it correctly. Is that the way you say pigs? Is that the way you yell it? Okay, is that the way you say it? Pigs. Then they hit you. you protest the police, and then the ritual is that you get beat up by the police, and you say, "Hey, he hit me."
He hit me.
Then he hit me. Zappa says, "I think we got past the rough pick." A rough patch here. I think we're ready to get to the clear part. Zappa says, they ain't going to go no place that way. They ain't going to go no way. Zappa was trying to have a serious revolution, and he's put up with kids running around.
Zappa, you're almost to the red.
Hey, can we take your 8,000? Yeah, can we take your 8,000 audience and go around the corner and burn down NATO? That doesn't sound like very good mental health. That doesn't sound like good mental health. Okay, so they ain't going to go no place the way they're doing it. They're running an imbecile revolution. They're running an imbecile revolution for imbecile people. It's a make-believe revolution at about 15%. Poor Frank has to comment on absurdities. Here he is, a genius performing this great music, and he has to have opinions on this nonsense. It's a make-believe revolution. And about 15 to 20% now, just in this building, is being steered by Madison Avenue. And the rest of the people who are marketing the revolutionary products, it'll increase just like the usage of the word psychedelic in merchandising, policies, signs in the newspapers. Then someone says, is the country really coming apart? No. Wait a minute. I guess Frank's saying that. Is the country really coming apart? Look at it in every way. Then Zappa brushed the hair out of his eyes and spoke. So it looks like somebody asked him, is the country really coming apart? I don't know why they say, look at it in every way. Zappa says, sure, it's coming apart. It's been coming apart for a long time. But that don't mean it can't be put back together again. I think it's worth it to stick it back together. And someone says, I don't think so. That was trying to be rational. I think it'd be okay to put it back together again. Somebody says, I don't think so. This is Zappa leaned forward. You don't? Well, then get yourself a passport and find yourself a palm tree to sit under, because I'm going to stay here and see if I can fix it. If I don't want to blow it up, I want to fix it. There was an eerie silence because everybody felt that Zappa wasn't talking. He meant it. There wasn't. What is this? I think that's it. I think that's the end of the article.
Wow.
Yes, that was it. There was an eerie silence because everybody felt that Zappa wasn't talking. He meant it. He's projecting these kids will.
That's a good point.
Get yourself a passport, find yourself a palm tree to sit under, because I'm going to stay here and see if I can fix it. See, he was going to program the environment, as Roxy says. He was going to fix it. And he did eat kids. I like this. I suppose kids now know what a revolution is. They've still got a picture with red flags, marching, a lot of shouting at policemen, pigs. Is that the way you say it? Pigs. Then they hit you, and you say, hey, he hit me. They ain't going to go no place that way. They ain't going to go no place the way they're doing it. They're running an imbecile revolution for imbecile teenagers. And then he says it's marketed by Madison Avenue. It's a make-believe revolution, and about 15 to 20% now, just in this building, is being steered by Madison Avenue. And so there's the programming. And he wants to do counter-programming by Madison Avenue and the rest of the people who are marketing the revolutionary products. It'll increase just like the usage of the word psychedelic in merchandising. Policies, signs in the newspapers. Yeah, the country's coming apart. It's been coming apart for a long time, but that don't mean it can't be put back together again. I think it's worth it to stick it back together. Someone says, I don't think so. I don't think it's worth putting it back together.
It's like
Zappa, you know, he had to infiltrate. What?
It's still the same.
What?
People go to these demonstrations.
Yeah.
People go to these demonstrations, but they actually are not willing to change anything for real.
They won't change themselves.
Another type of entertainment. It's another type of being cool.
It's a mindset. Yeah. A fad, an attitude for each.
Now everybody.
That's what's interesting.
Everybody's into communism and veganism, and it's just because of the trend.
Veganism.
Not really.
Right.
Yeah.
Here you are sitting under a palm tree.
Yeah, here I am running a revolution. I've resolved the conflict. I am both the kid and Zappa. I'm doing both. But listen,
sitting under a palm tree.
I resolved the dialectic. I am the synthesis. But look at this. Zappa's this genius guy. We're still talking about him. Making huge music that the kids can't even hear, and he knows they can't hear. But he's forced to play it to little kids. It's the only avenue where he can express himself. No one else will let him play anywhere else. So he's forced to play this amazing new scientific breakthrough to a bunch of retarded 10-year-olds. And they're running around, if they have the guts to talk to him, they'll actually bring up their little trivial concerns, and he's got to answer their stupid questions. I've seen him, they say he leaned into the person. I've seen him do that. He leans into you. He goes, the guy goes, I don't think so. He goes, you don't? Well, then get yourself a passport. So here's that. So it's like Ion. Ion comes forth. Everything has collapsed beyond any human imagination, and he's here talking to idiots. You know, all he's got is a bunch of people calling in. But you know what I mean.
Ion says, "Oh,
He's nice." Yes, Zappa's arrogant responses is intimating Ion. He's miming Ion.